Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Hey, everybody. Hey everybody, this one's gonna be so good. Nice to see you guys again. Today I'm here with an insane and incredible dope musician. Hey, it's Oil Pal.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, it's nice to meet you. Thank you for taking your time out to do this.
Of course, thank you for having me.
No problem, no problem. So why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself? Because I don't really know a lot about you, and neither do they. So,
So, my name is Zachary Tiergan, and I go by Nuhi's Nomad. I'm born and raised in New York in the Upper West Side. I like to call it the Upper Best Side. I grew up playing violin for a couple of years, dropped it for piano before switching my focus completely to the voice, and I went to LaGuardia High School in the city.
oh, interesting. What an amazing life you had. Well, not really amazing, but lively, I guess I would say.
Very, very musical, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good you had a very musical life. I
Yeah,
like people
my
like
parents
that.
made sure I did. Thank you.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. That's sweet. All right. Thanks for that little intro, but let's kind of expand on the intro. This next part is just general stuff about you. So I kind of want to start at the very beginning, with your music career. So how exactly did all that start with your music? How did the journey with music start for you?
So my mom had me pick up an instrument at age 3, and I picked up the violin. And then I did it because I had to, not because I enjoyed it at first, because I was a kid and it was just a part of my life. It was, practice violin, play violin. And then I enjoyed music and I enjoyed performing, but I didn't like the violin so much, so I went to piano. But I'd always liked singing, and the piano became a little bit of a chore because I didn't have as much fun with it as I wanted to. So then I just decided to audition for Voice LaGuardia, and then I got in for voice and I pursued singing. And it was my sophomore year of high school when I realized I didn't want to be a doctor anymore. I didn't want to go to med school. I just wanted to be a musician. And that's kind of what started this path into becoming a professional musician.
Sorry, my bad, my mic was a little weird. But I totally got everything you said, and I like that your life is very musical. You started your whole career from switching instruments to switching your whole career to a doctor from a musician. That's amazing
Yes.
that you did that and you were brave enough to do that.
Yeah. Thankfully, my parents supported me because I know a lot of parents would not let their son go be a musician.
Oh yeah. Most definitely. I've encountered a few people like that.
Yeah.
So glad you've had a very musical life. That's very amazing. Kind of had a little mixture, but anyways, besides that, so what was the trigger point that made you decide to get into music?
So there are two points. The first one is in high school, my sophomore year, when I realized how much I enjoyed being able to share music with other people and convey, the sort of emotions or the sort of release to them. But and there was one my freshman year of college when I was singing professionally with a church choir, And as we were going to go home for Christmas, and I was in Ohio, but I'm from the city, so I was in school for Ohio, and I was going to go home for a month, and I wasn't going to see the buddies I'd made and my colleagues at the church. One of my tenors, who I was a tenor section leader, one of the tenors kept me and said, "Hey, Zach, before I met you, I didn't really have the confidence to sing out, but you singing next to me has really inspired me to project more and be more myself." And that was one of the moments that made me realize that this is what, being an artist is all about. It's about touching others and influencing them in a positive light. And that's why I decided that I have to become a musician.
Oh, that was amazing. And I totally was very shocked that he even said that to you. I mean, that's pretty amazing. He was inspired to sing more because of what you were doing in the class.
Yeah. It was truly breathtaking just hearing that said by someone who is, I want to say, at least 4 decades older than me.
Yeah, I mean, I would be breathtaking. It would have felt breathtaking for me too if you said that to me. I would have felt the
Of
same way.
course.
But wow, not only you're a musician, but you're like a public figure, like you're a motivator. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
I gotta get back to society some way, you know?
Oh yes, most definitely. And coming, and that came out wrong. And I hate when I stutter. Let me just start. Let's just let me just start over. And what I meant to say was that as an artist, everybody starts somewhere. I was trying to say that statement. You get the point. Anyway, an artist starts somewhere. So, what was your inspirations into music?
Do you mean as far as songwriting goes, or why did I ever like get involved?
Yeah, who inspired you the most in the music game?
It has to be. I've had a lot of teachers who inspired me, but I think it has to be my sophomore year high school music voice teacher, Deepak Marwah.
Oh, okay. Is there any specific reason why your vocal teacher is your big
There was just
inspiration?
something. There was something really formative about that year of my life, and I've had a lot of phenomenal voice teachers and a lot of production teachers who I can thank. But my sophomore year was really my turning point because I went into high school, thinking like I said earlier, I was going to go to med school, be a doctor like my dad, and I was taking chemistry and I wasn't enjoying chemistry so much. But in that voice class, there was just something about the community there that made me realize that I something I could seriously consider doing, and it wasn't just something I was doing to get into good high school and go to college. It wasn't something that I could pursue as a career and impact others with.
Oh, wow. She must have been an amazing teacher if she made you do all that. Like, inspired you to do all that. She must have been amazing if
Yes.
she
He was
inspired you to do all
phenomenal.
that. I mean,
Yes.
that's honestly amazing. That's incredible. I like what you're throwing down so far.
Thank you.
In your earlier statement, about instruments, what is your favorite instrument and why?
A player to listen to.
Oh,
Okay, so I have a lot of respect for the cello because of its massive range. You can pretty much play as high as a violin if you move up and down the fingerboard, but you also can get that nice warmth color when you go down into bass clef. But I love the piano because you can piano it's percussive and there's a reason they make reductions for piano reductions, because you could pretty much have a whole ensemble be played just on the piano. So the cello and the piano, I think, are my two favorite instruments. And aside from the human voice, of course, because as a singer, I have to, rep that, because I think that's one of the most challenging voice instruments, because you have to maintain it. If you damage a cello or a piano, you can replace it, you can buy a new one, but if you damage your voice, it's gone.
Oh, yes. That's definite. And I love that you said the piano was like a whole orchestra because I love the piano. It's one of my favorites. I don't know how to play it, but it sounds good with every type of music, whenever it's
Exactly.
pop, jazz, or even it goes good with rap. So piano's very universal.
Yes. It just fits into every genre and every niche.
Oh yeah, so no matter what thing you're singing, you can always depend on the piano to give you a little backup and a little to your music.
Exactly. And to be fair, I don't really use the piano in my recordings too much, but I write my music, I write my songs on a piano and on the grand staff because it's so much easier to see everything when it's condensed.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I see where your head's at with that one. See your point. All right. Moving on because I don't want any blanks nor awkwardness. You don't
Of
deserve that.
course. Well, thank you.
So, what would happen right now if you were not a musician? What would happen?
That's a really good question, man. Shit. So I graduated college in December, and if I wasn't a musician, I'd probably be unemployed, spending my money instead of on production, on, going out, getting food, seeing friends, and looking for work. I would have a significantly bigger bank account because the cost of being an independent musician is no joke, but I also don't think I would have that sense of fulfillment that I do now.
Okay. So you wouldn't have as much fulfillment at all, and as much as you have now if you weren't a musician?
I don't think so because there's something about being in music, something about being able to being an artist in general. Like I would have probably gone into an art, but something about performing on stage or being a musician and being able to relay that instant emotion with other people. You can find it similarly in the performing arts. It's just theater, but there's just something about music where you can also put it on in the background and people will listen to it and it will, influence them whether or not they're actively listening to the song being played in the restaurant or in the mall. There's a reason they play certain songs in certain places, so.
Oh yeah. And music is very universal, so music goes with everything. And I've seen a music, and I've seen how music has changed. It changed a lot.
Oh yeah.
Now I see it with everything, like the mall thing you said, for example. They have like different types of music they put, like for example, shoe stores. They put pop music. No, actually, they put rap in shoe stores, and
Interesting.
clothing stores. They put pop music, like in
Interesting.
Abercrombie. Like an Abercrombie, well, I'm in Houston. I don't know where you are, but in Houston,
Yeah.
Abercrombie, they play pop music in there. They play like Dua Lipa and stuff like that on the radio.
Yeah,
And
that makes sense because they want to represent part of that culture. They want to become part of that niche, so people are going to buy based on the emotion of wanting to be like said artist. But also, there's a lot of science like in the music that people play at malls to make you shop more, which is
Oh
fascinating. I haven't
yeah.
looked into it, but I've heard about it.
Oh yeah, most definite. And it has been proven. I think that music's part of a science, like physical life science. Music's part of a
Yeah.
science too, because it has major effects on wherever you play it at. Wherever you play, it has like major effects and it adds background to it.
Yeah.
Like you ever heard of elevator music?
Yes, and it drives me mad. Like it's there, but you can't actively listen to it. But I do definitely appreciate it for what it does and acknowledge that it has a place in society. But it just, if I'm in the elevator and there's no one to talk to and it's just playing and I have to listen to it because I can't distract myself, I lose my mind for the couple minutes I'm in the elevator.
Oh, okay, I definitely feel you. But one of my favorite places that they play music at is like music stores. Music stores, they like to play jazz and guitar. I
Yeah.
love
Oh
it.
yes. That I thoroughly enjoy because jazz harmony is a whole other world. It's a whole other monster, the way it moves and the way it can keep you interested through the use of just sevenths the entire time. Whereas easy listening music and elevator music, they're not meant to keep you engaged. They're just meant to, be back in the background.
Oh yes. That's proven why music's very universal. That's
Yes.
proven. That's proven. I just wish people would take that more, that music's very universal. You don't have to like one type of music.
Of course. I mean, there's a lot of them have a lot of genres have a lot of similarities, Jazz and Baroque music have a lot of similarities because in jazz you're playing off a lead sheet and harmonizing on your own, and Baroque music you'd have the basso continuo and then you would play off of that. So a lot of improvisation stems a lot of jazz improvisation stems from old Baroque music.
Oh, yeah, and if artists added a more universal sound and try different things, they would get more revenue and more views.
Yes.
If they really took in the meaning of music as universal, then they would get more views and more revenue.
Yes, no, definitely. But some artists, like myself, can be a little narrow-minded because when I started music, I was a purist. And slowly, I've been, opening up to using, more electronic sounds and having my records not sound like they were played completely live, but I'm still not quite there yet.
Okay, but you're definitely getting there. I've heard some of your stuff. You're
I'm glad to
good.
hear
I've heard
that.
some of your... And you're definitely getting there for sure. Just keep grinding and you'll get there.
Course.
All right. Cool discussion. Oh, this is my favorite. And I have a list, so you'll be adding some more. My list.
Awesome.
Do you have any dream collabs in mind?
Oh, this is a really good question. Shit.
Come on,
There
you
are a
don't
lot
have
of there,
one collab.
I don't have one because there are a lot of musicians that I really, really respect and I really want to like find a way to blend their influence. Like my album, like I have a song that was Vampire Weekend case study. I have a song that was, kind of Message in a Bottle meets more New Rock, and I almost like I use the riff that reminisces of the Message in a Bottle riff to give that nostalgia to it. But I mean, I guess like it'd have to be with either like Rostam, who was former of Vampire Weekend, Ezra, who's current Vampire Weekend, because I'm a massive Vampire Weekend fan. Or it has to be with one of the Iranian underground bands, and particularly I liked Hypernova a lot, but unfortunately they broke up. So it's a really difficult question you're asking here, man.
Okay. Those two are on
Yeah.
my list too.
Of course.
I never heard of them, so I will check them out later.
Awesome.
Yes, sir. All right. Oh, this one's gonna be a fun one. Have you ever gone through a writer's block?
All the time. Like, writer's block is one of the things that has plagued my career as a musician. And lyrically, it's the issue. Musically, I can go with different ideas because I've been playing and composing since I was a kid. But when it comes to writing lyrics, that's my weakest aspect. I don't even know if it's, I can't call it a skill because my lyrics, it's not really a skill for me. But I thankfully, I'm able to get my friends to work around it. But yeah, writer's block is one of the things that has plagued my career as a musician, and I deal with it whenever I finish a song, until a couple weeks, maybe even a couple months after.
Oh, I see. But I totally respect you getting writer's block all the time. I totally respect that. I don't think you're an artist until you've had a writer's block.
Well, thank you. It's just part of life, Like when life is exciting and there's something to write about, then you can write. But sometimes there's a bit of mundanity in life. Which is a privilege, but it also takes away the excitement and takes away the desire to express oneself through the art, unless you have a way to express the mundanity, which I tried in one of my songs, but it's not as strong as the others.
Oh, I see. I totally respect your perspective and your views about the music world.
Thank you. And I'm
No
sure not
problem.
everybody agrees, but that's the life of being an artist, right?
Oh yeah, and to add to that lifestyle, if you don't have a writer's block, I don't think you're not a complete artist. I mean, I'm not dissing anyone, but it's just my opinion because writer's block is part of being a musician, is a part of
Yeah,
growing up as one, is having that.
definitely. I mean, also, like, for me personally, I've always been a performer and before I became a songwriter, so I'm not as well-versed in working around writer's block or finding a way to power through it. So I'm at a disadvantage compared to the other seasoned songwriters and composers out there.
Oh yeah, I can see where you're at with that one. Most definite. All right, and speaking of your music, nextly I want to talk about your music. And to speak about writer's
Awesome.
block, let's talk about the opposite of writer's block. And the opposite is a creative process. So how do you write a song?
It really varies from song to song, but for most of my songs, I want to say, not most, but the ones I wrote when I was starting songwriting, it was lyrics first, and then I would find a melody, and then I would harmonize that melody, and that's how I get the chord progression from it, right? I'd make a melody that works, use it for the verse, use it for the chorus, find some chord progression, then call it a day. And then as I got more and more, as I started writing more and more songs, lyrics didn't come as easily, so I would work with, lyric, like, melodies that I would then adapt and put lyrics to over chord progression that I'd already written out. So it really depends on my mood, where I am in life, and if the words come or if the music comes first.
Oh, okay. So all your writing has to come from a mood. It has to come to has to come from a feeling.
Yes. Everything that I've written resembles a point in my life or a landmark in my life.
Okay, so if you're feeling sad, for example, your whole album reflects sadness.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely some songs out there that reflect sadness. The album as a whole wouldn't reflect sadness so much as it would reflect what I think would be, you know, nostalgia or a coming-of-age story, because I wrote it, you know, through college, and that's everyone's coming-of-age time, so...
Oh yeah. All right, I like what you're saying so far. Pretty intelligent.
Thank you, I appreciate it. You flatter me.
I wouldn't call it flattering. Kind of make things comfortable for you. I want to make sure that this is comfortable and exciting for you. So I'm trying to get you
of course happy.
It
is a pleasure being here. You have no idea how excited I am.
Oh yeah, like you kept bugging me about the date and time. Like I set a date and you set a date and I said I couldn't do it, and we just kept going back and forth, and that was it.
I mean, everyone gets busy, right? Like we all have lives to lead, and especially as musicians that who aren't like what big earners, I want to say we're not like AAA musicians or podcasters at that point. So everything has to work around our daily lives, and it can be pretty complicated sometimes to organize the time.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And the most frustrating is time zones.
Oh my god. Some people say, sometimes they say 5, and then next thing you know, because I'm an Eastern, people can be Pacific, Central, or Mountain, and then they say 5, and I'm like, okay. And then I wait a couple hours until I realize, oh, I'm in the wrong time zone. Cool.
People have done before where I said 3, and then they get confused, like, they come like an hour early, or like an hour later.
Yep, that's time zones for you. Can never win.
They give me a headache.
Yeah, they do.
All right, and aside from time zones, because I don't want to have another one, let's talk about your music again. So, how would you describe it? How would you describe your music?
I would describe my music as, well, for genre, I'd say indie rock. But as far as describing it emotionally, I would say, like I said, it's a coming of age, it's emotional, nostalgic, it's about my life, and it's a reflection of who I am as a person. So if you want to get to know me, listen to the album through and through, you'll hear about the important parts of my life and the experiences I've lived through. And then when it comes to like the pragmatic or the objective analysis of my music, it's somewhat derivative of 70s and 60s and 80s influences, or what people have told me, that's what they say. And it's pretty standard, right? 2 guitars, lead vocals, a bass, drum kit. Sometimes you have keys or organs or something in there in the mix. But it's nothing too different, I would say. The only thing that stands out, I want to say, is the timbre of my voice. The rest of it is pretty run-of-the-mill, a little more interesting, but, well, not always, but sometimes. But it's very derivative, as most music is nowadays.
Yeah, most definitely. And could you elaborate on why did your voice stand out whenever you describe your music?
I have always had, you know, I've always felt like my voice was different, be it for better or for worse. You know, back when I was in middle school, like I couldn't sing in tune. I wasn't confident in it. But with the classical training, you don't often find a voice in the world of pop, indie rock that is classically trained, that has the color that mine does. And that could stem from my Middle Eastern heritage or the hours I spent training or, you know, anything in my life that my voice developed the way I've grown as a person to maintain my instrument. But I've been told, which is why I believe, that my voice sounds different.
Oh yeah, everybody's voice is different. I mean, me and you, we're different.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But in the realm of like indie rock and pop rock, you don't often find a vocalist who uses vibrato or much. You find someone who sings without vibrato, someone who sings a very straight tone, and someone who might not be classically trained, might not have that's what gives the indie sound, right? The rugged, the raw sound, is that lack of classical experience, lack of prop, I want to say, even though it's a bad word for it, proper technique.
Oh, yeah, most definite. And then you got some people that try to mix indie, alternate rock, and pop together. Like, I've seen pop artists try to do that, like Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
I've seen them trying to mix it.
Yeah.
I definitely see the difference between those two. I've listened to both types, and they're very different, especially in the melodies. And the lyrics are kind of similar, but definitely in the melody and the instrumental background they use is very different.
Yes, the whole like soundscape is a different world.
Oh yeah, I probably should have said soundscape, but I definitely get what you're saying.
Of course.
So, all right, now that we talked about the past and the present, let's talk about the future. So, what's next, buddy? What's next for you?
This is a very loaded question. As far as music goes, I don't think I'm writing anything new for the time being, but what I am doing is I'm filming 2 music videos in the coming weeks on May 8th and May 15th, and then I'm looking to shoot maybe 3 or 4 more by the end of the summer or mid-fall. I'm also releasing an EP of remixes for the Persian song on my album called Angize, and hoping to use that to market towards the Iranian Americans and the Farsi-speaking community around the globe.
Ooh, I'm so excited for you. That sounds so exciting.
Thank you. It is. It's pretty stressful because as far as music video goes, I'm the one planning, organizing, producing, and emailing all the cast and crew to make sure they're set, they're on time, making sure the permits are procured. But once I'm done, once May 16th comes, I'll be able to finally breathe for the first time in a month and a half. Well, actually, 2 months by then.
What do you mean, first time you can breathe? What do you mean
for the past 2 months, since the release of the album, I have been nonstop trying to procure interviews, send my music out to playlists, to radios, find publicists, work on logistics. And then I'm volunteering for startups and doing other work. So I haven't had as much time for myself as I would like. And there were a couple weeks when I was, working 12-hour days. And not even for money, it was just because I did out of passion. And that, it gets exhausting. So as I'm coming, as I'm nearing, some burnout, I'm just looking forward to have some time where I can take a vacation for hopefully a week just to feel grounded again.
Oh, that's good. Everybody needs vacation now and then. And I know that. I'm excited for all the new things coming for you, and I also wish you good luck on all new things coming, including the music videos. I wish you good luck and good chance.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No problem. All right, and since we're on a happy topic, let's get into some fun.
Let's do it.
All right, so on this show, one of my favorite parts is when the artists get to showcase. You are not a rapper and you are not a producer, but not a full one. So since you are a musician, I do want to hope you'll consider showcasing your musical talent.
You want to put me on the spot?
That's how it works. Everybody has to showcase their talents.
What would you like to hear?
Whatever you want.
Let me see. I haven't sung anything classically in a while. But I could...
See, that's why I said something special's coming later. That's why I said that.
Yeah. I will admit, I did drink quite a bit last night, so my voice isn't the most, procured as it should be. But what I can do is I can send you an unreleased recording if you want to listen to that.
You're not going to be on the spot. You're going to be a chicken. You're not going to do it. You're going to be a chicken.
I would, but I... You can... I'm. You know what? No, I'm a chicken. My voice is absolutely fried from going out of the town last night on a Friday. So I do apologize for that. If I had known that I would be singing today, I wouldn't have had so much to drink and I would have prepared something. But in the world of classical music, if you're not prepared, they will destroy you if you don't sound good. They're very, very critical.
Oh, all right, I see where you're pointing. Send me a recording later. of you
Of
performing
course.
something. I'll count.
Of course, of course.
All right. Well, fans out there, get ready for a little something after the show from this incredible musician. Get ready for something special at the end. Okay.
I hope I didn't disappoint, but yeah, I'm going to have something
Oh.
special. I'll have a very low key something recording from that was what I'm looking for. I can't find this word anymore. A rare find, let's say.
Oh, we're fine. Oh, that's special. And you're not disappointed, man. I mean, I totally get where you're coming from. I just want you to showcase, so I do want that. And if it has to come from a recording, that's fine.
Okay, well, I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah, man, remember, I'm making sure everybody that comes here feels comfortable and feels happy to be here. So I want to make sure that you feel comfortable and you feel happy.
Of course, of course. Next time, if I do come back on the show, I'll make sure my voice is, well maintained and able to actually sing something stellar.
Oh yeah. Most definitely. I'll consider you in the future.
That would be great. That'd be a pleasure.
We all right. Now here comes something that's really nice. And don't worry, it's not singing or anything. It's actually something that's quotes unquote in credits. So basically, like in a movie, this is the time where you get to shout out anyone, say any thanks. Any last words you'd like to give to anyone? Any advice you want to give? You've given them a lot of this, but if you want to give any more, this is the time to do it. So yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so as far as advice goes, I'm still 23, so I'm still learning. But don't be too hard on yourself and don't aim for perfection because perfection is impossible, and that's one of my biggest faults is I tend to sit in a mix and try to pitch correct everything and make sure everything is quantized, and then you lose the humanity and then have to go back to square one. And that's just me coming from a classical standpoint trying to pursue indie rock because everything in classical music has to be perfect. But don't focus so much on being perfect in your form, focus on having fun and making sure the audience is engaged with you. And as far as shout outs go, I'd like to thank my mom, my dad, my brother for supporting me. I'd like to thank the Academy for having me here. But I'd also like to thank my professors, notably John Yanelli from Sarah Lawrence, who helped me work on my songwriting and production, hone those skills. My teachers from Case Western, Dr. Garrett and Dean Southern. And I'd also like to thank my teachers from high school, Deepak Marwah, the late Mr. Carl Johnson. I could name so many voice teachers, Miss Ballard, the late Miss Sandry, and my current voice teacher, Ron Capone. And that's all off the top of my head, but there are many more I have yet to thank.
Oh, okay, sweet. Yeah. Definitely have a lot of help in your vocals,
Oh,
which
I
is
totally
good.
forgot. And I have to thank all of my fans and supporters for helping me reach the points where I have and for giving me their continued support. And I hope I can keep impressing you and putting out music that you can relate to or feel a sort of connection to.
Oh, that's nice. You thank the fans. That's nice.
Of course.
That's nice. And thank you for that little end credit. I also want to give a huge thank you for coming out and doing this. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Problem, the best part is get this early, so I'll be going to do it later.
Of course.
And I can't think of anything. Oh, make sure to follow us on social media. Everything's on Wrap It Up Podcast and check out all the other episodes. And stay tuned for more to come, y'all. We're not done yet. Just so you all know, we're not done. We're not done. We got
Course.
lots more coming in the future, lots more coming. So you gotta make sure to follow us and watch and tune in and check out music. Check out his tunes. He's dope. He's amazing. I'll do it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your kind words.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I'm glad you had fun today. I hope you did.
Thank you. I definitely did. Thank you so much for having me and for this phenomenal opportunity to be on this podcast.
Oh, no problem. I always look forward to meeting new people, especially musicians, that is. Well, all right. And I think that is about it. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. So, on this good note, everybody, thank you guys so much for watching and for tuning in. And yeah, y'all have a good one. I will see you guys very soon. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Thank you so much.